Georgia scored 39 out of a possible 100 in the second annual Municipal Equality Index report from the HRC. That ranking comes despite a perfect 100 score from Atlanta. Decatur is among the six other Georgia cities studied in this national survey. It scored 27, but City Manager Peggy Maris says the low number comes in part because of the criteria used by the researchers.
As a community that is welcoming and active with the LGBT community, I don't know that the score reflects our actual things that we do on a day-to-day basis.
The HRC says dozens of standards were used to determine rankings, and author Catherine Oakley admits that could skewer the numbers to some extent.
There are going to be some places that are going to have low scores, and yet maybe really wonderful places for people to live.
For example, one factor is having an LGBT official in government. Maris says that's tough for Decatur.
We don't have mayor's liaisons to anything. He shares a desk with the other four city commissioners, and when they come in, they have a desk and a phone they can use. I mean, the mayor doesn't even have an office.
Athens, home to the University of Georgia, earned a 44 in the report. John Hurst is the director of UGA's LGBT Resource Center.
Do I think that 100 translates into everyone should flock here if you're queer? No, because I think it's much more nuanced in texture than, you know, a rating that one may give.
And Hurst says the ratings need to be taken in stride.
I think this is great as a tool, but there's a bigger story here, and that's that there are some real issues around equality and equity and justice here in the state of Georgia.
The other Georgia cities were Avondale Estates, Augusta Richmond, Columbus, and North Druid Hills. Of those, Avondale Estates had the highest ranking with a score of 56. John Lawrence, WABE News.